Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to learn how to sing at least one song reasonably well. Not only can this be helpful at parties, it can be a lot of fun, too. So I am on a mission in life to help people realize that very few folks are truly tone deaf. Most people who claim to be terrible singers simply haven't practiced. They don't sing much in their adult lives beyond the occasional happy birthday at parties. Saying you can't sing is much like saying you can't run a 5K. A few folks have conditions that would preclude it, but if you can walk from the parking lot to your office, then, as the popularity of the Couch to 5K programs out there shows, you can probably run for about 30 minutes straight within a few months with practice. Likewise, unless you have a few very specific conditions, you can probably sing reasonably well with practice too. Anyway, I can't remember where I read this career tip, but several years ago, I saw a roundup of how one might invest $1,000 or so in advancing one's career. Most of the advice was about taking courses, but one of the more offbeat ideas was to spend the money on voice lessons, get really good at a particular karaoke song, and then perform it at the office holiday party. People would definitely notice you and remember you. And if you are at a large company, marketing yourself in that way is not a terrible idea. Even if you are not gunning for a promotion, though, learning one particular song that you can confidently sing just could be a lot of fun. Singing is fun, whether you do it at the office Christmas party or just in the shower. It is fun to actually enjoy listening to yourself. So how do you get there? First, you can choose a song that works well with your voice. Think about the songs you most love singing along to. Sometimes it's because they are catchy, but other times it's because the voice works well in your range. Experiment with singing along with the radio in the car. If there is one particular artist that you like a lot and whose voice seems to match the range of your own, go find everything that person has written. Are there any songs that make you particularly happy to sing along? Once you've got a favorite, it's time to practice. Search online for some good vocal exercises to warm up your voice. Notice how after you've been vocalizing for a while, you'll sound a little more confident on notes that aren't too high or too low. Then, find the lyrics for the song you want to try. Practice singing it a few times. How does it sound? If you are brave, try taping yourself and seeing if you can find an instrumental version of the song to play along. What parts could use some work? You absolutely can find a teacher who can help you too. Just like people look for running coaches, there are voice teachers out there. As an adult, you might not want to do lessons for years, but even a few can help. You can also look for opportunities to practice singing. Try going back to that house of worship you haven't been attending regularly. Find a community chorus that takes all comers and go a few times. And then invite some friends to go do karaoke and try out your favorite song. I think you will find that this is a wonderful addition to life. There is a reason we remember song lyrics far more easily than spoken words. Humans were made to sing. So why not learn to do so? Feeling confident with just one song can change how you think about things. You will sing Happy Birthday a little more loudly in groups and carry everyone along. And trust me, we need people who can do this. And that can definitely be you. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.